Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Wellbeing Podcast. Welcome back. I am so excited to have you back on the show. So, a little info about who I am and what I'm about. My name is Mercenary Bunny. I am a wellbeing writer and content creator. And all my content I've been doing for these few months, is dedicated to helping writers embrace their well-being and evoke writing, because I truly believe that everyone has that writing spirit within them and that they should embrace who they are and embrace their well-being and their health to truly pursue anything. And I actually was very passionate about health. I was a passionate medical student in high school, and my medical teacher supported me for years, and he said something very, very daunting behind my back to the class. He said that he would never get far in medicine because of his dark skin color and his race, and would constantly get checked. Just think about that. If someone told you that, someone who supported you for who knows how long said that. And yeah, it definitely hurt. It hurt, and I got into a deep depression and decided, you know, I'm not going to sit here and just bend and break. I'm going to learn. I'm going to accumulate knowledge about health, medicine, and writing, and use my knowledge and spread it. And he's right. There will be a lot of people who struggle to find who they are and struggle to pursue. But I'm going to help them, and I'm going to help them pursue writing and help them pursue health, pursue their well-being, and embrace who they are as a person. So today we're going to be talking about do you know yourself? Finding your voice and your value as a writer. A lot of people, when they think of writing, they're just, oh yeah, I'm just a writer, I just write. But that doesn't reach below the belt. You need to really dig deep into what kind of writer you are and what you're about to truly grab your audience's attention. And it's very important to really make sure you find that out, sit down and figure that out, because the only person who has complete control of who you are as a writer is you. So the first way in discovering who you are as a writer, just think about, what are you passionate about? What are you passionate about writing? And every time you write it, you just get so excited. Maybe you're very interested into poetry. Maybe you love personal journals. Maybe you love content writing. Maybe you love writing informative texts. And make sure once you discover that passion, educate yourself and show your audience that you're very passionate about it. Because one mistake that a lot of writers do is that they see what other writers are doing and succeeding at, and then they use that. And that might work, but it's not going to really survive that long, because one, they're already that type of writer, and two, you're probably not passionate about that kind of writing. So it's going to die very, very quickly. And once you've figured out your writing passion, it's just going to click like that, and you're going to get really, really excited about it. For example, when I found out about being a well-being writer, I got so excited, because I've been a writer for years, but I was just like, writer, that's very, very general. What kind of writer am I? I'm a well-being writer. I write about reasons why you should embrace your well-being, embrace your health, embrace who you are. And I'm a very, very big advocate on well-being, mental health, and embracing who you are, mind, body, spirit, being your best version. And I, every inch of my content, I make sure I discuss that through and through. So let's say you're a poet and you are into poetry. What kind of writing are you going to be doing? Since you are a poet, you always have to look into your intuition, look into your imagination, your creativity. A lot of poetry digs deep into the emotional side of writing and not necessarily the informative. You always have to be creative. You always have to be intuitive. You always have to be emotional and always paint a picture in your reader's head. So once you've found that value, you found that voice, and you get really excited about it, paint that picture in your head. Who would be your perfect reader? What is their age? Maybe what kind of stuff do they like to read about? Maybe what time do they read? When do they read? Why? And once you paint the picture of that perfect reader, it's gonna really make sure that your content definitely targets that audience and niches down your audience and makes sure that your perfect audience will be the perfect fit for your writing. So once you found your writing, you found your niche, you found your audience, look at where the writing industry, like, where is it lacking? Maybe writing is lacking in speakers, or maybe writing is lacking in writing that highlights inclusivity, maybe LGBT, race. So let's say you are a very strong poet, and maybe there's a poetry podcast that's missing, or maybe there's a Twitch about poetry that's missing, and look where the poetry industry is lacking and pursue that, and you will stand out very, very easily, I promise you. So once you found out what your value is, you found your niche, you found your audience, and you found who you are, all you can really do at that point is just keep spreading your influence, keep spreading what your writing is about and what you're very passionate about. Because once you write about what you're passionate about, people are going to see it all over your face. You're very passionate about this kind of writing, and you're going to show it through your writing. You're going to write with your heart, and you're going to just show that I'm very, very passionate about this. Because when I found out about being a well-being writer, I couldn't stop writing. I wrote from my heart, and I pursued the art of well-being and writing, and how you should write about ways to transform our world through kindness, compassion, vulnerability, and emotions. And I truly believe that. And another great way to stand out from as a writer is to find communities that are aligned with what your writing is about. So maybe you are that poet, and you can find poetry communities around your area and collaborate with them and tell them what kind of poetry do they like to do. Do they like to do haikus? Do they like to do this type of poetry? Maybe they like to do this type of poetry. Just find out that community, and once you've figured out your community, you're definitely gonna hit that road of, oh my gosh, I have an audience that loves my poetry. I found my niche, my value, and my voice as a poet. I found that perfect community as a poet, and I'm looking where poetry's lacking and where can I fill that gap that poetry's lacking. And once you've found all four of those, you will definitely grow as a writer. And yes, it's very hard to find your niche and value and voice as a writer. It took me roughly 3 to 4 years to find who I was as a content writer, as a well-being writer, as a content creator. And I looked around on Twitch and was finding out, like, they're not talking about writing. Like, writing is very, very under talked about in the Twitch world. And I'm going to start a revolution. I'm going to try and start a revolution on the value of writing and how important it is to be a writer in the Twitch world and in general. Because writing saved my life. And hopefully through your writing, it can save your life and save other lives as well. Because I truly believe that everyone should evoke who they are as a writer, because writing is so liberating, it's so fulfilling, and it just shows how you can express who you are on a page. And not only that, I'm also going to teach about speaking, being a valuable speaker. Maybe writing's lacking in speakers. Look into that. Say, I'm not just going to be a writer, I'm going to be a motivational speaker. I'm going to write speeches. I'm going to talk to people about writing. And once you've found your voice and your value, it's going to stick. It's going to click. We're not just writers. We're inspirers. We're motivators. We are another spectrum of people who write to inspire. We write to share our story. We write to inform, to educate, to evoke, to motivate. And through that, you can make a whole nother spectrum on the importance of writing. And it's so amazing how writing can just explore other ways that you saw yourself and you never thought you could write this well. And I wasn't always the best writer. I sucked for a very long time. And I just saw potential in myself to better myself as a writer. I always am looking for improvement. And always look for improvement. Finding your brand, especially. The big difference between your voice and your brand. Your voice is more of the theoretical side of your writing, but your brand is the physical representation of your writing. And people definitely get emotionally attached to this. It's usually a visual or a graphic, something that's gonna step you away from your competition. So find your brand, find your voice, find your value. And once you've figured out all of those things, you're definitely going to grow as a writer. You're going to be fulfilled as a writer. And you're definitely going to know, okay, I'm going to run with this and I'm going to continue to pursue it. And maybe you're not going to grow as quickly as you wish, but you're going to be passionate about it. And that passion is what's going to drive you to keep going. Because your value is the heartbeat of your writing. It's what keeps you going. If you don't have that heartbeat, if you don't have that value, you're not going to survive as a writer. You have to have your why. Why am I writing? What has happened in my life? What is something that just happened to make me want to write? And why do I want other people to write as well? And once you have dug deep into what that is, you're definitely going to show people that I'm passionate about this and I'm going to keep fighting. Maybe I won't grow in the next day, but the passion's going to keep me going. I'm always really a big believer in being passionate about what you love to write about. And maybe you're a storyteller and you love telling stories. Maybe you're a poet, you love making poems. Maybe you're a newspaper writer and you love writing newspapers. It doesn't matter. Once you have that value and once you have that voice, you're definitely going to stand out from your competition. You're going to stand out from many other writers, and you're definitely going to blow all of your readers out of the water. So I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Wellbeing Writer Podcast. If you want to reach me on other stuff, I'd love for you to reach me on YouTube. I have a YouTube, I have a Twitter, I have an Instagram, and I also have a Twitch. And you can catch me on all four of those sites. And yeah, I'm going to keep pursuing my dream of embracing your well-being and evoke writing. And I hope you pursue that as well. But only if you believe that you can embrace who you are and evoke yourself as a writer. I'll see you in the next Wellbeing Writer podcast. Love, happiness, peace. Goodbye.